You've undoubtedly heard about the water in Flint, Michigan, contaminated by lead after the water supply was swapped out to save money almost 2 years ago. All of Flint's residents are struggling with the contamination, but one group is having an especially hard time of it, the 1,000 undocumented immigrants, mostly from Mexico, who call the city home. From Flint, Jean Carstensen has our story.
Juani Olivares was born in Mexico, but she's lived in Flint since she was 10 years old. She's now leading the effort to get the undocumented community the information and services they need to cope with the city's lead crisis.
We've been going door to door to collect information if they have water, if they need medical services, and whatever their basic needs they may have.
The news about lead poisoning has been slow to reach this community. Until recently, the public messages were only in English, and undocumented residents didn't qualify for health services, including lead testing.
They cannot receive any health services because they don't have insurance or a valid ID, so they're being denied those services, getting tested for lead.
And some people have been afraid to access services for fear of outing themselves to authorities. Juani agrees to introduce me to an undocumented family willing to share their story. Until a month ago, they were still using Flint tap water.
Not at this light, but the second light, you can make a left.
On the way to their house, I asked Juani to show me around East Flint, the neighborhood where many undocumented immigrants live. It's where Juani grew up.
And luckily, there's not so much traffic in Flint, so I can drive and record at the same time.
Right. That's a good thing.
We drive down streets lined with small wooden houses on big grassy lots with tall trees. It must have been an appealing neighborhood at one time, but now many of the houses are burned or boarded up. She points out a building where she went to school.
This is where all the Hispanic kids came to school. They had the bilingual program. So I have really good memories. It's sad to see it closed.
Just before we reach our destination, Juani shows me the empty lot where her childhood home once stood.
So you see where that tree's at up the front, like right in the middle? That's where our house used to be. I remember summertime, our friends would come over, parents are cooking out, and now there's like nobody here.
We finally stop a few blocks away at a small yellow house with peeling paint. We meet Carolina, who doesn't want us to use her last name. Like Juani's family, Carolina and her husband came from Mexico to find work and to give their four daughters a better life. But Carolina tells me that since the water crisis, she's worried about their future, especially her one-year-old.
Now I'm more worried about her because I drank the water during the entire pregnancy, and now she's probably sick with something.
Carolina explains she heard something about Flint's water being contaminated back in April. The family quit drinking it, but continued to use it for cooking and bathing until just 1 month ago, because that's when she finally learned about the lead in the tap water. Now the family uses only bottled water, but Carolina is just now realizing what it could mean that they used lead-contaminated water for almost 2 years. She reads to me from a flyer that an aid worker gave her just that morning. It's the first printed information they've received in Spanish. She reads off a list of symptoms. Her daughters have been sick a lot with headaches and body aches, and the baby has had constant rashes since birth. The flyer explains some of the potential consequences of lead poisoning, including learning disabilities and stunted growth. Caroline is scared she may have been unwittingly poisoning her girls.
Why didn't they say anything? If they would have told us the water was contaminated, we would have done things differently.
I can't help wondering if the family would feel safer moving back to Mexico. But Carolina fears that with all the lead exposure, it may already be too late.
Leaving or moving to another house isn't going to get rid of this. The harm has been done.
Juani and I say goodbye to Carolina and head back outside. I ask her, does she ever think about leaving Flint?
I have thought about it, but not right now. I think it won't be until I know that my people have been taken care of.
For The World, Jean Carstensen, Flint, Michigan.
Coming up, London's outspoken mayor is at it again. You're with The World.